All right, here we go. How you guys doing? Yeah, man, it's another episode here of Coffee and Pages. I am your host, Daryl the author. It's been a while. I don't want to make any excuses. Nobody told me keeping up with a podcast was hard. You know, when you're dealing with life, when you're dealing with family, when you're dealing with, you know, your 9-to-5, dealing with your career, you know, everything, you know, takes time away, so. But I promise I'm going to be better. Here's the kicker. I know this podcast is about writing. It's about, you know, putting out your ideas on pen and paper, things of that nature. I have not had a chance to do anything in that realm in the last maybe 6 months or so. Maybe 5 or 6 months. Things around my household has been kind of crazy. A lot of beautiful things that is going on right now. A lot of success stories that's going on right now. Yeah, man, I've been busy. And anytime I do get a chance to, you know, be by myself, like tonight, like right now, it's 11:46 p.m. Everybody in the household asleep. My dog is right here, Veronica. And, yeah, man, it's just been kind of chaotic, man, with school, being done with school, getting my certificate, studying to take my real estate exam, actually doing the process of submitting the application to be able to do so, waiting for my fingerprints and my background check to come back, got approved, then waiting for a company, PSI to reach back out to me to let me know you can go ahead and schedule the actual exam. That finally happened. It was about a month process between me getting done with school, receiving my certificate and stuff in the mail, paying for my background check, my fingerprints, then actually submitting the application to take the exam. And then waiting to get the go-ahead to say, okay, now you can schedule it. It's about a month process, about a month and a half. So yeah, I haven't had a chance to write. Not that I don't want to. It's just that, man, if I'm not studying, if I'm not trying to work out, if I'm not trying to, you know, get things ready for the next day, the last thing on my mind is a piece of paper on my laptop, a pen or a pencil, trying to jot down ideas for a story. But here's the kicker though, I have a lot inside my mind. Even when I'm not writing, I'm always brainstorming. I'm always thinking of the next story. Which reminds me, I still have to do the edits of the bullying story I have. This is on my laptop right now, just taking up space. I have to reach out to my editor and then get the illustrations together for that particular story. But I've been busy, but enough about me. I want to hear about you guys. A lot of people have been writing me, whether on Instagram or on Facebook, about doing another episode. Like, where you been? We haven't heard your voice in a while. We haven't seen you in a while. Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think, man. The last time I posted something, the last time was maybe what? Man, in August. August 20th. That's a long time. More than 60 days. So, I'm going to try to get better. Try to get better, promise. I'll try to get better. But what I'm going to do now, like I said, I haven't had a chance to write nothing. I haven't had a chance to, you know, jot nothing down, do any edits, or nothing along that line. Coffee and Pages. I might switch it up. It is stay the same name, same logo. My favorite logo that I designed. Piece of paper, coffee mug, or whatever, on a bench. But what I'm going to talk about, let's talk about the things that affect me. Let's talk about, you know, what I find interesting. You know, let's be transparent. You know, some of you guys know me personally. Some of you guys do not. So who is Daryl the author? How about we try that? We'll try that in the next episode. We can talk about what's in the news and how I feel. And I kind of give you my take, depending on, you know, how long I decide to go with this episode. So who am I? I am a lover of all music. Whether it's Tyler, the Creator, Frank Ocean, which I talked about in the past, India Shine, Amy Winehouse, Hoobie Stank, Maroon 5, John Mayer, Kanye, you know, just to name a few, you know, the Internet, the Free Nationals, Anderson .Paak. I am a Aerosmith, Nirvana, you know, I am a lover of all music. All genres. Chris Stapleton, throwing some country. B.B. King, throwing some blues. Jonathan McReynolds, I throw in some gospel. You know, Molly music. Yeah, I'm a lover of all genres, man. I feel like I am most creative when I'm listening to one of my favorite records. P.J. Morton, Tank. You know, Kirby, the homie Kirby. I feel like I'm most creative when I'm listening to music. So when it comes to movies, I just got done watching The Harder They Fall, Idris Elba, Regina King, Lakeith. Probably the last name, the young man from Lovecraft Country, and Loki is in it. Dion Cole, the comedian, is in it. That's a pretty good movie. Very entertaining. Shorty from Atlanta. I don't remember her name, unfortunately, but Shorty from Atlanta, who plays Donald Glover's or Childish Gambino's love interest. She's in it. Pretty good movie. You know, based on real events, you know, I don't know that much when it comes to cowboys. I don't know that much when it comes to black cowboys. But I'm very, very grateful for Jay-Z and them for producing this movie and shining a light on something new that I never knew of. So thank you, kudos Hov, the GOAT, and everybody else that has something to do with the film. I am a foodie. Yeah, I love to eat. But more importantly, I love to cook. I love to try new dishes. I like to mimic what I see on TV. So if it's Anthony Bourdain, God rest his soul, Andrew Zimmerman with Bizarre Foods, or if I'm looking at, you know, Dine and Drive in the Dives with Guy Fieri. Even Man vs. Food, the old Man vs. Food with Adam Richman. I'm always trying something new. And then my guy, Stanley Tucci, got his own thing on CNN. Something Italy, I forget what it's called. Finding Italy or something along that line. Stanley Tucci, he's an amazing actor. Extremely funny. make some good cocktails, from what I've seen on his Instagram. Yeah, but I get inspired by those type of shows to try to create my own. So I have Pinterest. I'm constantly on Pinterest looking at new ideas, new recipes, or I go to YouTube, try to put my own spin on something. You know, I never get the measurements right when it comes to the ingredients, but as long as I have the ingredients in my home, I can make it. That's my motto. It might not be a quarter of this, it might not be two cups of that, it might not even be the actual product. It might be something I might choose to use. Despite of that, you know, I always try to make it work, man. So, and I'm a gamer. Well, I take that back. I don't necessarily have a game system, but I live vicariously through my younger brother, Micah, that lives in Cincinnati, or YouTube. So I stay on top of all the new games that way as well. But I'm a retro guy. If I was to ever get a game system, I would have to go back and get a 64, have to get a Sega, have to get a Nintendo, obviously. Yeah, and the classics, man, you can't beat the classics. It doesn't matter. Now, as far as what's in the news, like I said, it is 11:56 p.m., November the 8th. Talking in town is Travis Scott. Travis Scott and, you know, the horrific events that took place at his festival. You know, first and foremost, this Astroworld, by the way, Astroworld. First and foremost, my condolences to the victims and the families and everyone that's seen, felt, was a part of it. You know, our thoughts and prayers are with you. But the big question is he held responsible? Is it his fault that, you know, this happened?